Hi everyone, it's another day of Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Let's learn. Let's travel. Today's topic is travel.
Today's title is Studying Abroad. Studying Abroad. This will be a fun day. I think that many of our friends are interested in traveling abroad.
Well, have you ever studied abroad?
I sort of did. When after college, I moved to Costa Rica and I studied to be an English teacher. And I lived with a family while I studied. So that's a type of studying abroad.
So you went to learn about Spanish and learn about culture.
Right. I also learned how to teach English to Spanish speakers. It was a wonderful experience. I would suggest it for anyone. What about you, Peter? Have you ever studied abroad?
Well, I didn't study abroad, but I took a gap year.
Oh, I've heard of that before. Can you tell us more about what a gap year means?
Well, that's when you're in college and you take a break for 1 year. You work and travel. It was a great experience.
It sounds like a great idea. So you can really do anything with that time.
Yes. And now it's time for us to learn our key words. Friends, let's go to Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要为大家介绍各种不同的出国学习方案。 第一种是游学旅行团, study tours. 这种团会带一群人到各地去参观。 名词 group 是团体群组 They take groups of people to different places 这种团会有一个学习的主题 Students will learn about their subjects 名词 subject 就是主题或是学科 游学旅行团有些是由同班同学和老师一起出游的 但是有些则是不同学校的学生报名参加的 Some tours include students from different schools. 动词 include 就是包含。 还有一种就是暑期团, 这种团让你到很棒的大学去修暑期的课。 You can study at a great university. 名词 university 就是大学。 第三种就是交换学生专案。 交换学生通常有机会住在寄宿家庭。 借此机会不但能去学校上课, 还能认识该国的日常生活与文化。 Students can also learn about daily life of another country. 形容词 daily 就是日常的,每天的。 国外游学的方案五花八门, 还有户外求生,体能训练的团队, 或者是让学生在船上学习的团队。 The students work and live on a ship. 名词 ship 就是船。 那么多的选择, 你喜欢哪一种呢?
Many people want to study in a different country. Here are some ways to study and travel. Study tours. Study tours take groups of people to different places. Tours often have a lot of different activities. Students visit interesting places and learn about subjects such as art and history. Some study tours let students travel with their teachers and classmates. Other tours include students from different schools.
Many people want to study abroad.
Well, of course. I love seeing other countries. I've gone to many different ones, and just think, if you get to study too, that's a really fun way to learn.
I agree. And just think, studying there, you can do two things at once, study and travel. You can meet new friends and just have a great time.
So, it's also a great opportunity to meet people from that country, too.
Okay, everyone. Here are some ways to study and travel. Oh, wait. First, we need Rebecca to teach us our grammar point.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you are all so excited. Well, let's say that you want to give something to someone or just show someone that there is something. You can use this grammar point. Let's look at a few examples. First, here are some books about history, or here is a phone you can use. Great job. Now you're ready to use it.
Okay, so the first way we can learn about a place is take a tour, study tour. Yesterday, Susie was looking at study tours in Europe.
That's a great way to see a place. You can travel in a group. A group will have many people. That's better than traveling alone sometimes.
A group is many things together. Have you been in a tour group before? Where did you go? What did you see?
Tours often have a lot of different activities. For example, trying new foods.
That's right. Christina teaches us many things on this show, such as this phrase. Let's see her now.
参加游学旅行团的学生会参观很多有趣的地方，去学习像是艺术、历史这些的主题。Students visit interesting places and learn about subjects such as art and history. 当我们想要举例的时候，就可以用 such as 这个片语。我们来看例句，了解一下它的用法。比如我们加办 party 需要购物。We need to buy some things such as cups and forks. 我们需要买一些东西，像是杯子和叉子。He likes animals such as horses, lions, and rabbits. 他喜欢动物像是马、狮子和兔子。
Summer programs. Many schools have summer programs. Summer programs are a good way for students to study at a great university. For example,Oxford University and Harvard University both have summer programs. Exchange programs. Exchange programs let students live and study in a different country. While on exchange, students usually study at a local school. They often live with host families too.This helps students learn about daily life in the country they are visiting.
Here, we learn about two kinds of programs, summer programs and exchange programs.
Schools have summer programs. This is a good way for students to study at a great university.
Yes.Maybe you live far away and don't have the chance to go to a big school. Well, you can go for the summer.
Almost every university has a program like this. We learn about two of the most famous universities, Oxford University and Harvard University.
When I was a student, I was most interested in exchange programs.
Yeah, me too. This is when students live and study in a different country. I like this a lot. You can live with other people from other places.
Yes, it's more than a tour. You get to learn about their life, too. And as a student, you will go to a local school.
Christina would like to talk more about this, so let's go to her now.
参加交换学生专案的学生通常会到所在的城市的当地学校上学。While on exchange, students usually study at a local school. 句首的 while 是连接词。其实 while on exchange 本来应该是 while students are on exchange programs. 不过因为前后文已经很清楚地在讲交换学生，而句子后面也提到 students,所以就把可以省的字都省略了，只要说 while on exchange 就可以了。你可能会看到类似的表达方式，像是 while on a plane, I always have a book with me. 搭飞机的时候我总是会带一本书。While on duty, don't play with your cell phone. 工作的时候不要玩手机。
When you do an exchange program, you might live with a host family. A host family can take care of you. This is very helpful. This way, you can learn about daily life in the country where you're visiting.
And don't forget, it's a great way to learn a language too.
That's right. Learning about daily life and daily learning a new language, that's a wonderful experience.
Hey, that's like watching our show.
It is kind of.You can always come here daily to learn English with us, friends.
Well, right now it's time for a break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about studying abroad. Peter, do you think it is difficult to live as an exchange student?
It's fun, but difficult, yes, because you live away from your family and you are living in a different culture. It takes time to get used to a different place, different language, different friends. So I think it's good, but difficult. It's a great experience, though.
It does sound like a great experience. I think it would be worth the pain or the trouble. Well, friends, let's learn some more about studying abroad options with part three.
Other programs. There are many other ways for students to travel and learn. Programs like Outward Bound,Let students enjoy nature while learning to be leaders. Groups like Toronto Brigantine let students live and work on a ship. Older students can also work as interns in different countries. Where would you like to go? What would you like to learn?
Okay, so we talked about three different programs, summer programs, exchange programs, and study tours. But there are many other ways for students to travel and learn.
We learn about programs like Outward Bound. They let students enjoy nature while learning to be leaders.
I like these kinds of programs a lot because I enjoy nature.
I enjoy nature.
We all enjoy nature, because that's today's calendar phrase.
I enjoy nature.
I enjoy nature. 我很享受在大自然中。
Why do you like camping?
Because I enjoy nature.
Why do you like hiking?
Because I enjoy nature.
Why do you like waterfalls?
Because I enjoy nature. Do you enjoy nature?
Of course. Frogs are part of nature.
I enjoy nature.
I enjoy nature. 我很享受在大自然中。
You know, Pauline, before I became a teacher here, I used to teach at programs like this one, where we teach people in nature and teach about being a leader.
That's great. I didn't know that. It sounds like a great experience. There is one other experience we should talk about, too, before we review.
Well, what's that? What are you talking about?
There are programs that let students live and workon a ship. I would like that kind of experience.
Wow, let me think about that. Then you could travel by boat. Not many people get to do that.
So, friends, where would you like to go? What would you like to learn?
You can talk to a friend about something you learned today and make sure to practice your English. It will be like you're studying abroad.
Let's review the key words we learned today right now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Group. Group. A group of students is playing basketball.
Subject. Subject. My favorite subject is math.
Include. Include. The pencil box includes a new pen.
University. University. He is a student at Trinity University.
Daily. Daily. He is on his daily walk.
Ship. Ship. The ship is on the ocean. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Now let's review our lesson together.
Many people want to study in a different country. Here are some ways to study and travel. Study tours. Study tours take groups of people to different places. Tours often have a lot of different activities. Students visit interesting places and learn about subjects such as art and history. Some study tours let students travel with their teachers and classmates. Other tours include students from different schools. Summer programs. Many schools have summer programs. Summer programs are a good way for students to study at a great university. For example, Oxford University and Harvard University both have summer programs. Exchange programs. Exchange programs let students live and study in a different country. While on exchange, students usually study at a local school. They often live with host families too. This helps students learn about daily life in the country they are visiting. Other programs. There are many other ways for students to travel and learn. Programs like Outward Bound let students enjoy nature while learning to be leaders. Groups like Toronto Brigantine let students live and work on a ship. Older students can also work as interns in different countries. Where would you like to go? What would you like to learn?
Ginger, why do you want to take a study tour?
Because if I don't, I will regret it.
Oh, so what did you find out about summer tours?
Well, a lot of information.
Like what?
They're in the summer, and a lot of schools have summer programs.
But summer is almost over.
Well, some schools have exchange programs, too. Students study and live with a host family.
Host families want students, not monkeys.
Well, there are other programs, like Outward Bound. Students can enjoy nature.
Nature? That sounds like a good program for you.
Yay! When can I go?
When you save enough money.
Oh, that will be a long, long time from now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about studying abroad. Please help me welcome Ms. Exa Change to the show.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Exa. You are a teacher, right?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, we have a question today about studying abroad. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, no problem.
Great. Well, our question today comes from Shi Jia Tai of Taipei, Taiwan. Shi Jia writes, I am a high school student. In the fall, I will study in the United States for a semester. Can you tell me some differences between schools in Asia and schools in the United States?
That's a great question, Shi Jia. I'm so glad you're going to study in the United States. I'm sure it will be a great experience.
So, Exa, what are some differences between schools in the U.S. and schools in Asia?
Well, one big difference is that in high schools, the U.S. students move from classroom to classroom for different classes.
What about in Asia?
In many countries in Asia, the students stay in one classroom and teachers change classrooms to come to the students.
Interesting. What else is different?
Another difference is uniforms. In most U.S. public schools, there are no uniforms. Students can choose their own clothes to wear to school, as long as they follow the school's rules.
I see. In Asia, most schools have uniforms, right?
That's right. In Asia, students wear uniforms to school. They might have different uniforms on different days, but all students wear the same clothes.
I see. Can you tell us about tests?
Yes, in Asia, tests are very important. Before high school and college, students take tests that decide which school they will be placed in.
What about in the U.S.?
In the U.S., students do not need to take a test to get into high school, unless they want to attend a special program.
I see. Well, this is why it's always an interesting experience to study abroad. You get to learn about a new culture, as well as see how other students study and learn. Well, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Do you know what my favorite thing is that we learned today, Peter?
What?
I think my favorite part is remembering that adults can go on study abroads as well. It's not just for students.
That's right. And our show isn't either. So, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.